Blog Talk Radio.
With the Hangman, Brooks, and Bach. What's happening? It's your boy Bach. Everything DMV Radio, we are here live once again with another great show coming to you. I am proud to be here today doing this show. This is just a great, great, great show to be able to be on. Me and the Hangman, we've been putting together this show for you for a little while now. This guy is great. He's the one who makes it happen. Without him, I'm just the engineer. That's it. I just bring the show to you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Tonight we have a great, great, great show for you. Sports right now has been really, really, really crazy. Hey, what's happening, Brooks? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. How's everything?
Everything's just great, man. Everything's just great.
Awesome.
How you doing? Everything is copacetic with you?
Oh, yeah, everything is fantastic.
Yeah, so got a great show tonight, man. Great show.
Oh, yeah,
got
as
my
always.
My man, Anthony Duckett. Anthony Duckett, I guess he's about 6'5", 6'6", great rebounder. Fady Calamilla, he was one of my students. With the Stinger on, turned into a great rebounding machine. They were the number one team in the country in 1985. They had Sherman Douglas. They had Melvin Middleton. They had Bootney Green. They had a great basketball team. They were number one in the country in 85. He went on and played for Rutgers University, and was a great, great rebounder for them. And, I mean, this guy is, for his size, he rebounds like he's 6'10". So, great, great rebounder for his size. Then we got Layton Jackson. Layton played football for me with the Stonewalls. I coached there 1 year. We played against him when I was with the Bulls. He went to Baloo, made all everything at Baloo, went to North Carolina A&T, wide receiver. I think one game he had 215 yards and kickoff returns. Great wide receiver, ran great routes. Coached at Baloo, coached a lot of different places. Now he's a deacon in the church, the same church I belong to. So we got a great show. And they both of them had different paths. You know, both of them went to college, but they had different paths. One was from Northeast, the other was from Southeast. So I hope everybody enjoyed this show tonight. And got some good news. We should be going on TV and radio soon. We're doing good radio and TV. I think it's part of Channel 8. And good thing about it is we might be on XM Radio, which will be all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
The only thing I'm worrying about is make sure the lady put a lot of makeup on my face, because ugly as I am, my face will haunt a house. So I want to make sure I get my face. Your face don't look too bad.
Oh, huh, man, you're going to have to get your face painted, huh?
Yeah, they had to do something. But they can work miracles there, because a lot of people that's on TV, they're so ugly their face make a funeral go up an alley. But guess what? But when they get on TV, they look great.
Oh, so, man.
Got a big show tonight.
Oh, yeah, great show coming up tonight. Man, you always putting it together nicely, man. Would you Oh, yeah. Would you think about this sports Olympics going on right now?
Olympics. Well, only thing
I look at
basketball. I look at the basketball. The basketball, you know, they gonna, you know, America's, they gonna win the gold medal. That's hands down. I don't look at a lot of Olympics. I look at the basketball. That's it. But what about your boy, the Redskins? They opened up the camp.
Oh, man. Man, they looking good right now.
Everybody look good until you put the pads on. But let me say this about Josh Norman. I said this and I said it before. At the Carolina Panthers, let me say the good thing about him. He's a big, strong, physical, tall, lean defensive back. He is not a cover one defensive back. He is not a shutdown corner. He played with the Panthers. They played a lot of cover two zone, physical. They had a ferocious pass rush. The Redskins signed him to a lot of money, and I don't blame him getting money. But they signed him and said he's a shutdown corner. Well, I'm going to tell everybody right now, he's not a shutdown corner. And the reason why I say it is because he has horrible technique as a defensive back, as a corner playing man-to-man. He's got terrible technique. Now, he got beat in camp the other day by Sean Jackson, but I'm not even talking about him getting beat. See, everybody gets beat, but his technique is horrible. And I tell a lot of people, when they look at football, they shouldn't let kids look at pro football, because pro players do everything wrong. They can do that because they had that much ability. You know, like Darryl Green was never a good technique man, but he had so much speed. So you can't look at a man and say, well, I want to play like it, just like this guy. Josh Norman, his feet are horrible. When he got beat in camp constantly, I saw his footwork. I saw his hand placement. His hips were stiff coming off the line. He didn't get a good bump. Yeah, they said Deshaun Jackson would beat anybody. Well, that's true. But I'm not looking at beating everybody. And I try to get this through a lot of people's head. It's not about him getting beat by him. It's his technique. And when he played against the boy from the Giants, and they had a big scuffle. You know, he beat him for a touchdown and dropped it. He beat him for a touchdown and dropped it, a man-to-man. Then later on, he beat him on a down-up, down-out, and up near the goal line. He went for that, and he was beat by 3 or 4 yards. So what I'm saying is he a good defensive back? Absolutely, he's a good defensive back. But everybody's not a man-to-man cover, and the media and everybody runs around saying, we're going to give him all this money because he's a shutdown corner. First thing is, no such thing as a shutdown corner. All corners get beat. You know, everybody gets beat. It depends on how much you get beat. The only shutdown corner, there's only two shutdown corners, well, three or four that I have seen in my life. Deion Sanders was one. Lem Barney was the other. Mike Haynes was the other. And Willie Brown was the other. There are four people that I could say very, very seldom they got beat. But that's that new thing, last 10 years, shut down corner. That's the media. That's people creating stuff. You know, everybody can't play man-to-man. That's a God-given talent. But make no mistake, he is a real good defensive back. He's had one good year. He has only been playing 2 years, right? So I'm not putting him down. He's just not a man-to-man corner. And people, they say things in the media, but – I've been around enough. I can see from my eyes. Don't nobody need to tell me anything. And I don't care.
Right.
When your technique is bad, it goes with you from practice to game or from college. And when you went to Panthers, he could get away with a lot of stuff. The Panthers pass rush and their defensive backs were not that good with the Panthers. The problem was with other teams, they had a pass rush. Then the Redskins got to create a pass rush. But I'll tell you this, you know the guy Breland that played the other corner?
Uh-huh.
The Redskins, the guy Breland. To me, Breland is a better cornerback than Josh Norman. I like Breland. If anybody can develop into a man-to-man cover guy, it might be him. Breland can really play. But people don't talk about him. They talk about Norman because they gave him all the money.
Right, they talk about where the money goes.
Yeah, but the thing I keep saying about the Redskins is Kirk Cousins, I don't have a problem with him. The problem is if they don't run the ball, he's going to get killed. If they can't get a pass rush, they're going to be in trouble. And all season, they made some acquisitions, but they didn't strengthen their offensive defensive line. And that's where they're going to have to grow. They're going to have to grow. You know, so, you know, they got the Cowboys and they got Pittsburgh. And speaking of the Cowboys, a lot of people don't like it. The Cowboys' defense is horrible. If it wasn't for Sean Lee, the middle linebacker, He's a human wrecking machine. He's the one to destroy the Redskins when they beat him when he had about 18 tackles. But the Dallas Cowboys offense is great because they, you know, with the running game, the big offensive line, but their defense is horrible. So when the Redskins and the Cowboys play, I look at a shootout. Whoever get the ball last, because both of them defenses, I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah, that's going to be something to see.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be something to see. So what about your team? What about your
New
team?
England?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Brady's going to be gone for four games.
Let me tell you something.
I remember Brady got hurt the whole year towards ACL, and they went 11-3. You see, that is the organization. See, organization win games. Organization will win you four or five games alone. They got a good backup quarterback. The coach is going to put them in positions. You know what? If I had to take a guess, and you know, I don't bet on games, they'll wind up 2-2 when he comes back.
Oh,
they'll
man.
Wind up 2-2. Yeah. But it's an organization. One thing about the Patriots, you know, I don't predict Super Bowls, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. One thing I can say about the Patriots team, like the Steelers, the Green Bay, they're going to always be in the run, Seattle. They're going to always be in the mix at the end of the year. And what happens at the end of the year, let the chips fall where they may. But I don't make predictions. But good organizations are always going to be in the thick, like Green Bay. You expect them to always be in the thick of it. You know, the Steelers, Seattle. When you think of those teams, you think of, well, shit, they're going to make the playoffs, right? Because
right.
They have good organizations. Organizations win games. People keep thinking it's the coach and the players. Organization win games. That's why Baltimore Ravens has been so good. They got a good organization. So, with Kirk Cousins, they can say what they want about him. I like him as a quarterback.
Yeah, I know. That guy.
You give
nice,
him a running
man.
Game. If you give him a running game, he'll throw for 5,000 yards. Let me tell you that. Give him a running game.
I think that's exactly what they're working on the most right now.
They got to work on that running and the running back that they got. I'm not sold on that boy. He's a big, strong running back, but he runs with power. He gets hurt all the time. He's got a fumbling problem. And unless he breaks a long run, you know, he only averaged about 3.5 yards a carry. I wouldn't be happy with him. Just because he's big, 230 pounds, he's a bruising running back, but he gets hurt and he fumbles. I think I would have went after another running back let me put it this way. I would put all my eggs in a basket with him. Plus, you have an offensive line. The offensive line is better pass blocking than they are run blocking. So, but the key to it is you never know. They might step up and have a hell of a running game. They're going to have to because Kirk Cousins is going to get killed. It's the same thing with Tony Romo. Tony Romo, the only reason why, one of the good reasons why he might not get hurt this year, if they got a running game and he only has to throw the ball 24 times a game. If he got to throw the ball 40 times a game, he's going to get killed. But Dallas has that big offensive line, and it can make a difference. So, so that's the key. You know, each week we're going to go down and talk about different teams in the NFL. We're going to talk about the Giants, you know, the Eagles. People sleep on the Giants. I never sleep on the Giants with Eli Manning. They got a lot of new ball players. They pay some money for some good ball players. So, and let me tell you this about the division. When you look at the schedule in the division, I don't ever look at a division and say, well, the Eagles are weak, so that means the Redskins are going to beat them. Well, the Eagles are weak, so that means that the Cowboys are going to beat them. I don't care who is weak in your division. People in your division always beat you. They always have upset
right.
in the division. That's in every division because they know you. They draft because of you. And the Cowboys only won one or two games, and who did they beat? Washington. No quarterback. So you don't look at it. I remember the Redskins won two games years ago. Guess who they beat? The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when the Giants won the Super Bowl? Remember when the Giants won the Super Bowl? You know the Cowboys beat them twice? So it doesn't make a difference. You know, Cincinnati and the Steelers, they're going to always knock each other off. So don't look at the division and say, well, we got the best team in the division. You might have the best team, but you're going to lose within your division because they know you. They play against you. They draft because of you. You know, the Giants know the Redskins, right. The Redskins know the Cowboys, and the Eagles know the Giants as much as anybody in the league. They know what they're going to run, you know. They know they play against the players so much till it's a thing where, guess what? Don't sleep on and say, well, we got the best record, so we're going to win.
Right.
You look at that. But the Redskins are in a good position. I like Scott McLuhan. I like the way he's building that team up. I like the things that he's doing. I'm not a Redskins fan, but see, I'm a student of the game, and I tell the truth. I like the way he runs that team. I like their tight end situation. That boy Reed, can't nobody cover him in the league. Besides Gronk up in New England, he's the second best tight end in the league. And he's a load. If he stays healthy, people are going to have fits. You can't cover him with a safety. You can't cover him with a linebacker. He is rough. And then they got Vernon Davis, who's got a little bit depth in the tank. But he's a tremendous blocker. You know, on defense, Scott Carrigan is probably the most consistent, but that defensive line is suspect. The guy Golston, he's been there since 2006. I don't know how he lasted that long. For an average player. He's supposed to be a team leader. Hey, Buck, when the last time a defensive lineman for the Redskins made the Pro Bowl?
You got me. That's a great question.
Yeah, that's a
great question.
When the last time somebody from the Dallas Cowboys defense line made the Pro Bowl? Yeah, that's something to look at. But it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
and guess what? It's going to be a lot of upsets because the teams are even really in the NFL. There's a few just a step above, but any given Sunday,